Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping around. This is Humor at Work. Hey, everyone. I hope everyone is doing fantastically, fantabulously well. I've got another organic, gluten-free episode of just random musings and ideas. So let's mosey on in, shall we? Performance experts suggest you'll be more successful if you define your positive intention rather than the negative intention. So, for example, I'm going to eat healthier is better than saying I'm going to stop eating so much junk food. So, what can you do to reframe your workplace, your team goals even, in a more positive way? A study by H.E. Hirschfield found that study subjects save twice as much money in their hypothetical bank account after being shown aged, advanced photos of themselves. So what might your future self tell present self about your current workplace attitude and sense of humor, for example? What advice might future you give you on that front? John Taffer, host of Bar Rescue, and I love this idea, suggests identifying first-time restaurant patrons with a red napkin so everyone can easily spot them and make them feel extra welcome and offer them something special to lure them back for a repeat visit. So what could your business do to identify first-timers and make them feel special? And finally, more reasons to laugh more often at work. A recent study in that fascinating journal, the International Journal of Humor Research, found that there was a strong positive correlation between job satisfaction ratings and employees' ratings of their supervisor's sense of humor. The study also found that everyday conversational humor was highly correlated with workplace satisfaction. What's cool here is it takes the pressure off the need to quote-unquote, be funny. It was the simple, conversational, spontaneous humor that made the biggest difference in people's work days. And my fun at work tip. Quick Finger Galaxy here. It's been a while since I've shared an alter ego name generator, so Google Rockstar name generator to come up with another fun one and find you and your team's alter ego names to use. Again, just for one meeting, you can slap them on name tags or do it on some Friday and everybody go by the name for an entire Friday. How could you not walk around with a smile on your face calling everybody by their alter ego rockstar name like Quick Finger Galaxy? And the quote of the week from Ben of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream. When you go to work in the morning, you shouldn't have to leave your values behind. Oh, so true, Ben of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here's some more accidentally funny newspaper headlines. Dr. Ruth talks about sex with newspaper editors. Defendant's speech ends in long sentence. Big rig carrying fruit crashes, creates jam. I like that one. Bridge held up by red tape, and blind woman gets new kidney from father she hasn't seen in years. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.